The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Life is eternal and love is immortal. And death is only a horizon. And a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight. The limit of our sight. It has nothing to do with the limit of our perception. Therefore, it is not the vision of our eyes that illuminates what lies beyond the horizon.
Sometime around 6 this evening, you hired a cab.
I don't remember, Inspector.
But the driver remembers you. He drove you to Dr. Bexler's address. Do you deny it?
No, I can't deny it now. Why have you come here, Inspector?
To tell you that Dr. Bexler is dead. He was murdered.
Murdered? By whom?
I'm not sure. But I can tell you that you're the best suspect we have.
Our mystery drama, Wine, Women, and Murder, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I was looking through the May issue of a magazine, and right there was a photograph of barbecued ribs. Well, my family loves ribs. These look special. Like the kind that turned half a day over the fire.
Now you can get that half-day flavor in about half an hour. Ribs in a sauce with a long-term, deep-basted flavor you can't believe. Presto ribs. The magic happens in your Presto pressure cooker. Presto is the magic word. Pressure is the magic reason.
They were delicious, and the family loved them. Best ever, they said. But the real surprise was Presto pressure cooking. So quick, so easy, and so delicious.
The only way to cook the flavor in this good, this easy. Presto is the magic word. Pressure is the magic reason. Ribs, roasts, even vegetables with all the vitamins, nutrients, and flavor cooked in, not out.
Best ribs we ever had.
Ask your Presto pressure cooker dealer for the recipe now.
Summer is on its way. The flowers are now blooming and you're not walking around with a coat on. Now, this may not seem very uncomfortable right now, especially after a cold, cold winter, but it can get very muggy and very uncomfortable this summer. So why not look into buying a Bryant Quiet Line Deluxe Central Air Conditioning System? It's the right time to buy Bryant. So call Bartlett Heating and Air Conditioning in Mount Prospect at 253-2770. He's got the right price. That's Bryant Air Conditioning, the unit that saves you more because it has the lowest EER rating. In fact, it could save you enough money to pay for your Bryant Quiet Line Deluxe in 5 years. So call Bartlett Heating and Air Conditioning in Mount Prospect at 253-2770. That's 253-2770.
Are there as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on the beach? And does it matter? It does to some people, proving that any knowledge, no matter how esoteric, is meaningful to somebody, sometime, somewhere, somehow. Well, no matter what it is, you want to find out. If there's ever been a book published on it, Elias Breckenridge would know all about it.
Good morning, Mr. Breckenridge.
Oh, good morning, Miss Bexler.
I came in because of the sign on your door.
Ah, the sign.
Well, it says, will be closed for holiday.
Yes.
Well, I'm not aware of any holiday. There's no national one that I know of, even though they've been scrambled about in a most confusing fashion.
Yes, that's true. Well, it's my holiday. I shall be away for a week.
Oh, you mean a vacation?
No, my dear Miss Bexler. A vacation implies a period of freedom from toil. I do not consider my bookshop as an enslavement. Oh,
of course. Trust you to put the situation in its true perspective.
I am en route to Germany.
All the way from California to Germany?
In the city of Köln, or Cologne, as we might say it.
Oh? Is there some purpose, some reason for choosing Cologne?
Of course. I'm a member of the International Coleridge Society.
Coleridge?
The poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge.
Of course. The Ancient Mariner.
The best known, but perhaps the least of his achievements.
Wasn't he English?
Oh, yes, most certainly. Quite essentially English.
Well, then it would seem to me...
that the society should meet in England.
Precisely.
It requires no great imagination or originality to honor an English poet in England, does it?
But why meet to honor him in Germany?
Because of the Rhine.
The Rhine?
The river.
Oh.
Tell me, Miss Bexler, what is the most serious problem facing society today?
Promiscuity.
Ecology.
Reasonable people may differ.
Coleridge was the first of the major poets to be truly concerned with the population of the environment.
Is that a fact?
On a trip to Germany, he could hardly wait to see the beautiful Rhine of song and story. It almost broke his heart.
The Rhine?
Yes. On close examination, it was nothing but a poisoned and polluted river.
Pity.
He therefore wrote the famous poem, Cologne, the theme of which is, the river Rhine, it is well known, does wash the city of Cologne. But tell me, nymphs, what power divine shall henceforth wash the river Rhine?
Beautiful.
Yes, he was one of the great romantic poets. He is dead almost a century and a half, and yet... he speaks of today.
You must admit the romantic poets were all promiscuous.
And so we meet to honor one who was not only a great poet, but also a pioneer environmentalist.
I dare say.
It is not enough for a poet to write beautifully. His words must also be meaningful.
I'm sure of it. Well, you said you were going to Cologne, and by the sheerest of coincidences, I have some business in, of all places, Cologne.
Oh,
places, Cologne.
Oh, do you indeed?
Yes, I have a cousin in Cologne, a Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler. He teaches at the university.
Oh, indeed?
Yes. His specialty is molecular genetics.
Is that a fact?
Well, we have an uncle who died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was 95.
Well, even so.
In Cincinnati, where he left us a house. We agreed to sell it.
Ah, I see.
You see, we must get the deed to my cousin somehow. And, well, I was thinking... oh, no, no, it would be an imposition.
What would?
Well, since you are going to Cologne...
oh, I should be happy to.
Would you? You see, the mails can be so undependable... oh, but it would be too much trouble.
No, no trouble at all.
You could place the deed in his hands.
Yes, and he could sign it.
Well, that's all he has to do.
And then I could bring it back.
Oh, I can't help feeling that I'm imposing.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're sure.
I insist. I keep saying what a pity we have so few opportunities to be helpful to one another. What I mean is that we take so few opportunities
well, if
to...
if you're quite sure.
My dear Miss Bexler... I insist. My dear Miss Bexler, I write to inform you that I have arrived here in Cologne after a most uneventful journey. I have seen the River Rhine, and unfortunately, Mr. Coleridge was all too truthful. I am about to post this letter to you and then leave my hotel to visit your cousin and tend to your little affair. I have telephoned. I am expected. Sincerely, Elias Breckenridge. Taxi, are you free?
Who is free in this world?
It is comforting to know that German cab drivers are as philosophical as American ones.
And you, Herr American, are you out for some fun?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Take me to 71 Schillerstrasse. Is that it?
You won't find much fun there.
No?
Oh, no. That is where the teachers are. At the university. That's where they live.
Ah, then I have the right address.
Not for fun. For real fun, I could take you to a...
No, I suppose it all depends on how you define fun, huh?
For me, fun means ladies present.
Oh, I shall be with some ladies later this evening.
I misjudged your hair, American.
We have several female members of the Poetry Society.
I was right the first time. But if you should change your mind later on, ask at the taxicab line for Willie. Willie Kellner.
Very well. I'll remember.
No, somehow I do not think you will.
Mr. Breckenridge.
Professor Bexler?
Yes, please, come in.
Ah, thank you, thank you.
It is I who should thank you. Please, be seated. Glass of wine?
No, never during the day. I make it a rule.
We have a saying here in Cologne. Lies were meant to be spoken. Rules were meant to be broken.
Yes, well...
It sounds better in German. And I have a most excellent vintage.
Oh, well, a little. I've been looking forward to your fine Rhine wines.
Oh, this is imported from California. Cordillera. You may have heard of it. I prefer it to our own. Please, don't tell anyone.
Oh, certainly not.
Prosit.
You're very good, Elsa. Well, so you're a professor of molecular genetics.
I have that honor, yes.
I am a bookseller. Now that I think of it, I happen to have in my shop the definitive work in your field.
Indeed.
Well, not that there's much demand for it. It's by Dr. Harrison Peterson. You aware of it?
Oh, certainly.
I must say that I find his book hard going. Do you know Dr. Harrison Peterson? I imagine you would.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
The field is so small.
We are the best of colleagues. Tell me, how well do you know my cousin Maud?
Well, she comes into the shop now and then to buy a book.
Wonderful woman. Mm. So kind, so concerned with humanity, so sincere. A saint, that woman. And so are you, sir, to perform this kindly act. Most people would not have bothered.
Yes, it could be a more cooperative world, I suppose.
Let us have a drink to that. A more cooperative world.
Oh, no, no, thank you. No more for me. One has to set limits.
But if no one broke limits, what would happen to progress, huh?
You have a point. But the Coleridge Society banquet begins early this evening.
Then I must not keep you, but now, you know the way, you must come again.
Perhaps you could explain Dr. Harrison Peterson's book.
Gladly.
Well, until next time. Oh, I nearly forgot. The deed.
The deed? Oh, yes, of course, the deed.
I have it right here in this envelope.
Well, thank you again, Herr Breckenridge, and please, visit again soon. Goodbye, or better, auf Wiedersehen.
Well, aren't you going to sign the deed?
Of course.
I thought if you signed it now, I could take it with me.
Well, this is a legal document, and I make it a never-to-be-broken rule. Never to sign any legal document until my attorney has read it.
Uh-huh.
You may say to yourself, this is a simple, small matter of the deed to a house, and my dearest cousin Maud is a woman of the utmost rectitude, yet
I understand, Professor Bexler.
I hope I do not impress you as an overly suspicious type, Herr Breckenridge.
No, certainly not.
We have a saying here in Cologne. Make positive before you sign what is yours and what is mine.
I understand.
It sounds better in German.
I dare say. Well, once again, auf Wiedersehen, Professor Bexler.
Leb wohl, Herr Breckenridge.
In Xanadu de Kublai Khan, a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alf the sacred river ran through caverns set. Hello? Did I leave the lights on when I left?
Yeah, Breckenridge?
I beg your pardon? Who are you?
My name is Cedric Schmidt.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm with the Criminal Investigation Section of the German Federated Republic.
Oh. Well, what has this got to do with me?
Some 5 hours ago, at approximately 6 p.m., you engaged a taxi driven by a Willy Kellner.
I'm not sure I remember.
But he remembers you. An American gentleman he picked up in front of this hotel.
Oh, yes, of course.
He says he drove you to number 71 Schillerstrasse, to the home of a Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler. Do you deny it?
Deny it? How could I deny it? Why would I deny it? What is it you want?
I've come here to tell you that Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler is dead. Murdered.
That's impossible.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Murdered? When? By whom?
When? Sometime around 6 this evening. By whom? By you.
Let's see. We were with him during that visit to Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler's home. We didn't see or hear Elias Breckenridge kill the professor. However, we were not with him when he went to the meeting of the Coleridge Society. We only have his word for that. Have we been wrong about meek, mild-mannered Elias Breckenridge? One thing is sure, to be accused of murder when you're a stranger and alone in a foreign country is hardly the happiest of situations. I'll return shortly with Act Two.
Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you about a few of the little things that can make a big difference in your home fix-ups. Like Tuck masking tape from True Value Hardware Stores. Tuck masking tape might not be the first thing you think of when you're going to paint, but it can make a big difference in the finished look of your paint jobs. Protect the trim, the windows, and walls with Tuck masking tape for cleaner, more professional results. You can choose from a half-inch to 2-inch sizes at True Value Hardware Stores. For smooth painting surfaces and smooth painting results, get Red Devil Scrapers. A 3-inch wall scraper with a polished steel blade is just $1.89. The razor blade scraper with 5 extra blades is just 99 cents. For household repairs, get Duro Plastic Super Glue. You don't need much. One drop will hold a ton of weight, and it bonds in seconds. For your home fix-ups, get the little things that really make a big difference in your results. See the selection of painting accessories at participating True Value Hardware Stores. More than just a name, their way of doing business.
If you need a muffler, now you can Midas-size your car in over 800 Midas shops in the United States.
I got Midas-sized in Topeka, Kansas. It goes to prove you're never too old.
I got Midas-sized in Brooklyn, New York. Words alone cannot express my satisfaction.
Once we Midas-size your car, you'll never have to buy a muffler for it again. Because at Midas, if anything ever goes wrong, we guarantee to replace the muffler free for as long as you own your American-made car. Noisy muffler? Don't compromise. Midas-size at Midas.
I got Midas-sized in Waco, Texas. You never seen a muffler that size before.
The next time you hear that noise, don't compromise. Midas-size.
In case you didn't know, the 41 Chicagoland Midas dealers can install mufflers on most foreign cars with the same expertise with which they've been installing mufflers on American cars for the past 20 years.
The Good Samaritan had compassion, as we are told. However, helping one's neighbor can turn out to be a risky business in the end. And it's no one's fault, really. It's just the way things are. Somehow, so many of us, so often, suffer our greatest losses when we're engaged in someone else's business. A case in point, Mr. Elias Breckenridge.
Herr Breckenridge?
Why am I being kept here in jail?
Are you ready to be reasonable, Herr Breckenridge?
About what?
You insist on making these foolish denials. Confess that you killed Dr. Bexler.
But I didn't.
Why did you visit Dr. Bexler?
I told you. To deliver a document.
What sort of document?
A deed to a house in Cincinnati.
Where?
A city in America located on the Ohio River.
And?
I brought it to him and left it there.
You left this deed with Dr. Bexler?
Yes. And then I said goodbye and went on to the banquet.
If you left this deed with Dr. Bexler...
What do you mean, if?
If you left it there, where is it?
Where is it?
Now, that is my question. At about 6 p.m., you visited Dr. Bexler. At about that time, he was murdered, stabbed to death.
Oh, no, no. No, no, I could never
You
do...
say you left the document. Well, none was found. Therefore, none was left. Therefore, you lied about the deed. In sum, you visited him for another purpose, to murder him.
But why would I want to murder Dr. Bexler?
Well, that is the question you must answer. Now, we have enough proof to go to trial in a court of law.
You mean that I'm to be tried for murder?
The only mystery is the motive. Why, Herr Breckenridge? Why?
Herr Oak, you can't railroad me. I'm an American citizen. I demand to see the American ambassador.
The ambassador? Himself?
Well, who do you think he is? He's just a servant of the American people, of whom I happen to be one.
Mr. Elias Breckenridge?
Yes? Well, who are you?
I'm from the American consulate.
You?
My name is Victoria Shakespeare.
You don't look like a consul.
I'm not. I have a long way to go. I'm only the third assistant secretary.
Oh, I see. I'm not important enough to merit a visit from the consul himself.
He's busy negotiating a $20 million trade treaty.
What's more important? Justice for a human being or money?
Now, what do you think I can do for you?
You mean to say that I'm in danger of being hanged, and the best my country can do for me is to send a third assistant secretary?
First, you are in no danger of being hanged.
Oh. Well, then you are going to do something about it.
Because there is no death penalty in this country, you'll probably get life. Second, I may be a third assistant, but I have prospects of becoming a first assistant.
Well, you must do something.
What? We've been presented with the facts in the case. Tell me, why did you kill him?
But I told... No. What's the use? It's a nightmare. I find myself in prison, accused of murder that I did not commit. I am abandoned by my country.
You still haven't answered the question. Why did you kill him?
I did... All right. You refuse to help me.
You insist you went there to deliver a deed. But no deed or document was found.
Someone took it.
Who?
Whoever murdered Dr. Bexler.
But you murdered Dr. Bexler.
Miss Shakespeare, please leave me. I was foolish enough to believe that my country would stand behind me. Elias Breckenridge, bookseller. Who does he think he is? Are you quite finished with me?
I have to make a report. Now, you claim you came here to attend an international poetry conference.
And I can prove it.
A customer of yours back home, a Miss Maud Bexler, asked you to deliver a document to a cousin of hers here in Cologne, a Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler, who teaches at the university.
Yes, that's true.
You claim you visited Dr. Bexler briefly, left the document with him, and went on to your meeting.
That's exactly what happened.
Thank you, Mr. Breckenridge.
And now that you've got that information, what are you going to do with it?
Why, file it. Of course, Mr. Breckenridge. File it. Ah, Mr. Breckenridge.
What are you
doing here again, Miss Shakespeare?
The consulate has assigned me to your case.
Which means what?
Which means I have begun an investigation.
It's about time.
I have been...
Why don't you start at the beginning? Start with Miss Maud Bexler, who asked me to deliver the deed to...
I have already done that.
You've already?
Yes, Mr. Breckenridge. I telephoned the chief of police back in the States to get a deposition from Miss Maud Bexler.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
The transcript was sent here by plane, and it arrived this morning.
Now then, Miss Shakespeare, this should get us off to the proper start. It will prove that Miss Maud Bexler asked me to bring the deed to Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler. It will prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that I am speaking the truth.
Would you care to read the transcript?
Oh, it isn't necessary.
Well, I'm sure it will be informative.
I know what it says.
Do you? Here. Now, why don't you look through it?
Transcript of deposition given by Miss Maud Bexler to Detective Lieutenant Frank Fremont of the Los Angeles Police on April 17th at 10 a.m.
Well, Miss Bexler, are you acquainted with Mr. Elias Breckenridge?
Breckenridge? Well, I didn't mean to seem...
Are you saying you do not know Mr. Elias Breckenridge?
No, I don't think so.
Are you saying that you have never been Breckenridge's bookstore?
Oh, yes, I have been there.
Did Mr. Breckenridge tell you he was going to Cologne to attend a meeting of the Coleridge Society?
No. Oh, we never engaged in any sort of personal conversation.
Miss Bexley, did you give Mr. Breckenridge a deed to a house you inherited from an uncle in Cincinnati to deliver to a cousin in Cologne?
Lieutenant Fremont, first, I have no uncle in Cincinnati or anywhere else, for that matter. Therefore, he could not leave me the deed of the house. And since I have no cousin in Cologne, I would have no reason to ask Mr. Breckenridge to deliver the non-existent deed for a non-existent house to a non-existent cousin.
Miss Bexley, do you have any idea why Mr. Breckenridge should have told such a story?
Well, obviously, he's a promiscuous person.
She's lying. The woman is lying.
Why should she lie? Mr. Breckenridge, is it true that you lose money on your bookshop?
Who told you?
We've been checking some of your friends and acquaintances. You told them. The bookshop does not make a profit.
Well, you can't make money if you want to carry books. Many people won't read.
Well, then why carry them?
Because they're good books. Deserving books.
Who subsidizes your shop, Mr. Breckenridge? Who makes good the loss?
Who? Well, I do.
But where do you get the money?
I have a small income left to me by my mother.
Mr. Breckenridge, isn't it true that your bookshop is a front?
A front? For what?
Why don't you tell me?
Miss Shakespeare, I have nothing to tell you.
Are you a hired assassin?
How can you make such an accusation?
Then what other reason would you have for killing Dr. Bexler?
Bexler? I see, I was right. Maud Bexler denies having a cousin in Cologne, but there was a Karl Heinz Bexler living here.
The name is not an unusual one.
Miss Shakespeare, please, someone must listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
For someone must believe me.
That's another story.
I did not murder Dr. Bexler.
I'm afraid that attitude won't get you very far.
I see now how unfit I am for modern life.
What brings this on?
Suddenly, the smooth and even tenor of my existence is disturbed. I am, without warning, flung into a hazardous situation. And I don't know how to cope with it.
Mr. Breckenridge, I am suggesting...
I am a man of far-flung interests. I have enough information to fill an almanac. Yet I know nothing that is of any use to me in this hour of my need.
I would personally like to be of assistance.
Well, that's very kind of you.
As long as there is some hope of your innocence, I am assigned to you.
But I am innocent.
If you go to trial, I am reassigned to another project. I will have to figure freight rates for the trade deal. It's a most boring task.
Yes, I can understand that.
How can we prove your innocence?
I don't know.
Let us accept your word that you did not kill Dr. Bexler. Describe that visit.
I've done that at least 100 times. I arrived at the house. It was just about 6. He admitted me.
Was he alone?
I think so. There were no signs of anyone else.
And?
We had a glass of wine.
Yes.
And we chatted.
What about?
Oh, just polite conversation.
About what?
I don't remember.
You came into the house the first thing that happened.
He offered me a glass of wine.
The first thing you talked about.
It was the wine.
What did you say about the wine?
Well, he remarked that it was a California wine.
Here? In the Rhine country?
Yes. A white wine called Cordillera. I'd never heard of it.
Neither did I. Then what?
One more small talk.
On what subject?
His particular subject, molecular genetics. I happened to remark that in my bookshop I carried the definitive work in the field.
Yes.
I made a mistake.
A mistake?
How could I possibly make such a mistake? I never do.
What are you talking about, Mr. Breckenridge?
Now I know I didn't kill Dr. Bexler. Now I can prove it.
If a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, what is a great deal? Our friend Elias Breckenridge has come to this Rhenish city of Cologne to enjoy poetry. Instead, he has spent most of his time in prison. Well, there's nothing strange about that. After all, some of the world's greatest poetry was written behind bars. We'll see if we can get him out of there in Act 3.
What do you do for hay fever?
Yes!
For allergy?
Yes!
When just antihistamine isn't enough?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM,
allergy relief medicine, does everything plain antihistamine does for sneezing and dripping, then does more. Helps decongest even in your sinuses. That's antihistamine relief and more.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Take ARM when needed, only as directed.
Now, the Shell Answer Man. Have you ever gotten the 5 o'clock surprise?
$100 for a water pump?
Well, I found that the radiator was plugged up too, Mrs. Roberts. I thought you'd want me to put on new belts and hoses.
Misunderstandings can happen. Tell the mechanic to call you in advance for approval if additional work is necessary. Learn more about buying car repairs in the Car Repair Shopping Book, free at participating Shell dealers. Come to Shell for answers.
This is WBBM Chicago. You probably don't go to your True Value hardware store just to buy batteries. You probably pick some up just because you happen to see them at the checkout counter. But here's a good reason to go to your True Value hardware store just to buy batteries. You can get a 4-pack of Rayovac C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents. You might not think you need batteries right now, but remember those times when you needed a flashlight and the batteries were dead? Or the time you needed batteries for your child's favorite toy? Those are not the times to buy batteries. Now's the time. Get a 4-pack of Rayovac C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents at participating True Value hardware stores. No matter where you live, you will find a True Value hardware store nearby to serve you.
Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. That's a fine poetic sentiment, but it does strain the limits of poetic license. Stone walls and iron bars make the toughest and strongest cages ever made. True, they cannot confine the spirit, but they do a great job of holding in the body. Yes, it's a great philosophy for philosophers, but small comfort for the rest of us.
You say you can prove you didn't kill Dr. Bexler?
Yes, certainly.
How?
The man who opened the door and admitted me to the house, the man who offered me the glass of wine, the man who chatted with me, and finally the man who took the deed from me, he was not Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler.
He wasn't.
You see, I happened to mention that I sold the definitive work in his field, molecular genetics, and I said it was by Dr. Harrison Peterson, and he said he and Dr. Harrison Peterson were the best of colleagues.
Well?
I never, never... never do this. The author of the studies in molecular genetics is not Dr. Harrison Peterson.
It isn't?
No. It's Dr. Peterman Harrington.
Well, who's Dr. Harrison Peterson?
He's the author of Gradation in the Southern Sanskrit Dialects, a completely different field. Now, why did I get the two mixed up? Surely, if it were the real Dr. Bexler, he would have known the difference. Wait.
Yes.
I am accused of killing Dr. Bexler. What did he look like?
Fortunately, he is still being held here.
This place makes me nervous.
Why? It's only a morgue.
We shall soon see.
Thank you for your cooperation, Inspector Schmidt.
Johann. Slide open, number 32, is it? Dr. Karl Heinz Bexler. Well, Herr Breckenridge?
No. No, he's not Dr. Bexler.
But he is.
He is not the Dr. Bexler I spoke to.
What did that man look like?
As completely different from this one as you could imagine. This one is dark. The other was fair. This one has long hair. The other was half bald.
Inspector Schmidt, in light of this new development, could we release Mr. Breckenridge from custody?
So far, I have nothing tangible.
We will be responsible for him.
Inspector Schmidt, I must be given the opportunity to prove my innocence. Now, there are two things. First, the man who posed as Dr. Bexler, about 5 feet 10 inches, around 55 years old, light complexion, half bald. Does this description seem familiar?
I'm sure the inspector will work on it.
Yes.
Second, Cordillera. It's a white wine. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's from California.
Well, then I would have no reason to hear from it.
Is it sold here in the city?
Well, why are you so anxious to know about that wine?
Am I free to go?
You are released to the custody of your consulate.
He means me. But why did you want to come back here, to Dr. Bexler's place?
To look at this wine bottle.
What fascinates you about that wine?
It's a very small winery in the Napa Valley. I'm sure they don't export.
But what's the difference?
How did this bottle get here? Someone had to bring it from America. When do they deliver the mail?
Oh, about 2 o'clock.
It's just about an hour from now. Let's wait. May we talk to you for a moment?
Are you the new people in this house? Poor Dr. Bexler. Not even cold in his grave, and already the place is rented. Well, life must go on.
Dr. Bexler, did he get a great deal of mail?
Yeah, no.
Did he get much mail from America?
America, huh? Well, sometimes I would ask him for the stamps for my sister's little boy.
Yes, but did he get any packages from America?
Packages? Oh, yes. Maybe once a month, some bottles of wine.
Wine? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he would offer me a glass.
Wine that came from a bottle like this?
Oh, yeah. It's not bad for an American wine.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
You wanted to see us, Inspector Schmidt.
Yes, please sit down. I have good news for Herr Breckenridge. The tall man who was posing as Dr. Bexler?
Yes?
His name is Heinrich Mohler, and he was a hardened criminal. He's dead.
Dead?
He was shot while robbing a warehouse in Stuttgart. And before he died, he confessed to the murder of Dr. Bexler. And this deed, it was found in his clothes. Is this the document you delivered to the doctor?
Well, of course, it was in an envelope, and I didn't read it, but it seems to be a deed to a house in Cincinnati.
Now, this proves you were telling the truth.
Well, then it's all over.
Yes, poor Dr. Bexler is dead.
Well, what should I do with the deed?
I suggest you return it to Miss Bexler when you return to Los Angeles.
Yes, of course. I'll do that.
I'm sorry there was this misunderstanding.
Well, it isn't every day one is accused of murder, I suppose.
You are no longer in my custody, Mr. Breckenridge.
It's a pity. You have to go back to calculating freight rates.
Well, all's well that ends well, as the poet said. Although it sounds better in German.
I would like to make a transatlantic call, please. Yes. To Miss Maud Bexler in Los Angeles, California. Yes, I'll wait. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Breckenridge. She's not. Oh, do you know where she can be reached? Oh? She's en route to Germany. Where? To Cologne.
Just a minute. Mr. Breckenridge.
May I come in? Thank you. Small world indeed. What brings you here?
A very sad event, as you may know. My cousin, my only relative, was murdered. I flew here for the funeral.
Oh, a most pious act, Miss Bexler. I have here the deed you asked me to deliver.
Oh, thank you.
It's your property.
Well, you've been most helpful to me, Mr. Breckenridge.
I wish I could say that you've been most helpful to me, Miss Bexler.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Why did you tell the police you didn't give me that document to deliver to your cousin?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Well, you see, I'm absolutely terrified of the police.
Are you?
Yes. Once you're involved, it brings nothing but notoriety and scandal. It's best to keep clear of such...
But did you stop to think where that would leave me?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
I was being accused of murder.
Well, when the police officer called that morning, I was so surprised and frightened that I lost my head. You must believe me. I would have made it all straight later on.
Is that a fact?
You see, there's no harm done. You're free. It all ended well.
Has it ended?
Poor Carl. His murderer has confessed, and so, well, I understand the case is closed.
Not quite.
Why? Is there anything else?
Let's see. We have Miss Maud Bexler in Los Angeles, California. We have, or had, her cousin, Dr. Carl Bexler, in Cologne, West Germany. Miss Bexler is a spy. So is her cousin. Miss Bexler purchases U.S. military secrets and sends them to Dr. Bexler, who in turn sells them here in Europe.
That's a lie.
Most are sent in wine bottles, or should I say, on wine bottles. Needed is a bottle with a great deal of white on the label. Cordillera answers that requirement. A simple, invisible ink is used. Lemon juice or any strong concentration of acetic acid.
Sir, I must ask you to leave.
When you discovered that I was leaving for Europe, you made up the story of the dead uncle so that you could give me the deed to deliver. But on the back was an important message in invisible ink.
That's a lie.
But someone over here must have discovered what Dr. Bexler was doing. Perhaps tried to blackmail him. Or whatever. At any rate, he killed Bexler just before I arrived. And he posed as Bexler.
Not one word of this is the truth.
Do you know what's on the back of that deed, Miss Bexler? In invisible ink? Apply a little heat to it, and you'll read the specifications for the electronic rangefinder for the latest...
That's enough, Mr. Breckenridge.
Well, now, that's a pistol.
And I know how to use it.
Do you expect to get away with anything?
Yes. It was self-defense. You're slightly mad anyhow. Eccentric. You came here to kill me for lying about that deed. What could I do? I had to defend myself. Now I shall start to scream, and then I'll fire. Help! Help! He's going to kill me!
Do not shoot, Miss Bexler. All is well. We have him. We have him.
He's crazy. A madman. He wanted to kill me.
Well, that's a lie. Inspector Schmidt, that's a lie.
That's enough out of you. You're under arrest.
Well, you certainly fouled things up.
That woman tried to kill me. She's a spy.
We know she's a spy.
You know?
We've been feeding her the wrong information for years. Dr. Bexler's been selling it. I suppose it caught up with him. A professional assassin was hired to take care of him just as you arrived.
They knew you about her all along?
We had to get you out from under. Why did you have to try to solve it? Miss Bexler is very valuable to us as a source of misinformation for the enemy. Now she'll have to leave all of her contacts on the West Coast and move somewhere else.
Or I could move somewhere else.
Really? Where?
I could open a bookstore here in Cologne.
I understand it takes years to build up a trade.
I understand it takes years to become a first secretary at the consulate.
It's not so bad waiting if you have company.
Who says we don't give you happy endings? Here's a story that ended happily for all of the principals. For Elias Breckenridge and Victoria Shakespeare, of course, certainly for Maud Bexler, who is continuing her career as an enemy spy, but working unconsciously for our side. I shall return with another happy thought in just a few moments.
I love my skin, so I don't play games with it. When I slip into my bikini, I always slip into my Sea and Ski. Any sun product will help me tan, but Sea and Ski gives me the kind of tan you want to touch.
Sea and Ski penetrates, moisturizes, protects, helps your skin stay smooth and supple. So get the tan you want to touch with Sea and Ski, the sun specialists. We know your skin.
Come on, sun, it's you and me.
When it's so hot, the thermometer is about to blow its top. It's time for country time.
Country time, country time. Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time lemonade flavor drink mix. Not too tart, not too sweet. Natural lemon flavor. Just right when you've got a thirst for the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time. Time. Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Once upon a time, there was a happy little family.
Everybody happy?
Happy as a lark.
Happy as a clam.
Indeed, they were the happiest little family you would ever care to meet. Until it came time to get in their car.
Look, just get in the car.
No, I don't want to go. Do I have to?
This is work.
What made them unhappy was that they could never seem to find a car that was right for them. It was either too big and expensive.
Well, maybe we could skip the house payment this month.
Or too small and uncomfortable.
It's small in here.
Ma, your elbow's in my eye.
Sorry, honey.
Then one day, Father happily announced he had found a car that was just right for them. A Buick Century Custom. Being a midsize, it was neither too big nor too small for them. And being a Buick, it had a V6 engine, lots of room and comfort, and the famous Buick ride. And that pleased them to no end.
I'm pleased as punch.
I'm tickled pink.
I have to go to the bathroom.
All of which proves one thing. Maybe money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a Buick Century Custom. which for a lot of people is pretty much the same thing.
Today, the emphasis is on ecology, the environment, clean air, pure water, as it should be. But there is another ecology, the ecology of the spirit, the ecology of thought. There is so much emphasis given to the quality of life. How about a little concentration on the quality of the mind? We have exercises for the mind 7 times each week, right here. Our cast included Robert Dryden, Carol Tytel, Bob Caliban, and William Griffiths. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Save at Northwest Federal, they have lots of ways to thank you. There's a special club that encourages kids to save, a club for senior savers, and special programs throughout the year for all Northwest Federal savers. Plus, if you deposit $250 or more at any Northwest Federal Savings Center, you can choose a gift free or for a special low price. Gifts to help you with all of those spring and summer activities, like a True Temper lawn rake, a Burgess Fluidic sprinkler to help shape up your lawn, a Structo barbecue grill for cookouts, or an aluminum folding table for all of those picnics that you're planning. There are over 30 gifts to choose from, free or at greatly reduced prices. This offer has been extended through June the 10th and is available at any of the 5 convenient Northwest Federal Savings Centers.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
CBS News. The Senate has passed a bill to control strip mining across the nation, but several amendments weaken the measure, putting it in conflict with a House-passed version and generating criticism from environmentalists. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate bill includes amendments which exempt small coal operators from tough environmental restrictions. It would also give the states some leeway on returning disturbed lands to their approximate original contours. Senator Jennings Randolph, Democrat of West Virginia, saw the bill as a satisfactory compromise between the need for coal and the needs of the environment.
I think that in this time of the need, a very great need for the fossil fuel called coal, that we need to mine it where we can, but we need to preserve the quality of life and the strength of the land. We must never allow it to be despoiled.
But a spokesman for one environmental group says the Senate bill is weaker than 2 measures vetoed by former President Ford. More news in a moment.
Hi, neighbor.
Trimming the grass?
You catch on fast, Eddie.
Still squeezing the old hand trimmers, eh, Ralph?
That's 2 in a row, Eddie. I suppose you've got a better way?
You bet, Ralph. Look what Trish got me. The Distin cordless electric grass shear. Trimmed my whole yard already.
And now you have nothing to do, right?
It runs on this handy power pack, Ralph. Recharges in any wall outlet, then snaps into the Distin grass shear to trim. See?
Okay, Eddie. So let's see it trim.
Thought you'd never ask, Ralph. Move over.
Wow, look at that baby cut.
You bet, and I cut everywhere, even along my side of our tree.
Thanks a lot, Eddie.
Just kidding, Ralph. Here, borrow my Distin grass shears and finish your yard.
Nah, I'm going out to buy one. Say, Ed, why don't you and Tish come over for a little cookout tonight, huh?
It's Trish, Ralph, T-R-I-S-H. What time do you want us?
Get the Distin Power Pack grass shear today. Distin, we help you get it done. Secretary of State Vance is expected to provide some details when he holds a news conference in Geneva Saturday, details on a break in the impasse with the Soviets over strategic arms limitations. Vance and Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko announced the breakthrough after more talks on Friday. Officials say this has helped clear the way for substantive talks on an agreement to negotiate a new SALT treaty to replace the one expiring in October. Major General John Singlob, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Armed Forces in Korea, arrived in Washington Friday night from Seoul. Singlob is to report to the Pentagon, then to President Carter. The president recalled Singlob for criticizing plans to pull U.S. forces out of South Korea. The general said the move would lead to war with North Korea. Mr. Carter called him to Washington after reading Singlob's comments in the Washington Post. A number of economists Friday testified before the Joint Economic Committee of Congress on President Carter's energy plan. Most of them criticized the plan as one which would cost the American people too much money. But one of the economists, Otto Eckstein, later told CBS News he agrees with President Carter that something must be done.
I share the administration's position that we must solve the problem, that we are just in too much danger from future embargoes and from tremendously higher prices over the next 10 years if we do not get out from under this huge volume of imports. So once you agree to do it, you can't help but incur some costs in doing it.
The Reverend Ian Paisley's hardline Protestant unionists have made surprising gains in Northern Ireland's town council elections. Moderate parties also scored advances, but Paisley's forces took 73 seats, 60 more than they won in the last council elections 4 years ago. President Sadat of Egypt has made his first public comment on the outcome of the national elections in Israel. Sadat says the victory of the right-wing Likud bloc is not a serious development and that the Arab world must take matters calmly. Sadat said he sees no difference between Likud leader Menachem Begin and Premier Yitzhak Rabin. Federal officials in Newark, New Jersey say they've broken up a plot by Haitian rebels and American sympathizers to buy arms to equip a 100-man force to try to overthrow the government of Haiti. One of those charged in the alleged plot is Rene J. Leon of New York, a former chief of staff of the Haitian Armed Forces. Now this.
If your child throws away the lunches in the school of days and wonder, if he fiddles with the middle,
cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When you send a lunch to school, make this the better rules in Wonder.
Wonder! Kids eat it up!
Try Wonder English muffins, too.
Your body knows the difference between Anacin and other pain relievers like Tylenol and Daytril. For pain other than headache, Anacin reduces the inflammation that often comes with pain. Those others cannot. With tooth extraction, muscle strain, backache, sprains, or where your doctor diagnoses tendinitis, neuritis, Anacin reduces inflammation as it relieves pain fast. Tylenol and Daytril cannot. Adult strength Anacin. Take only as directed. Bills legalizing the controversial cancer substance Laetril were signed into law Friday in Arizona and Nevada. Other states have recently agreed to allow its use, including Alaska, Florida, and Indiana. The government and most of organized medicine has judged Laetril to be worthless as a cancer treatment, but some cancer patients insist it is keeping them alive. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
It's 11:35. This is Alan Bickley on WBBM News Radio 78. Tonight.